From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senator Bob Menendez has been charged with using his office to improperly benefit a Florida eye doctor who was also a political donor. A grand jury today issuing its indictment against the New Jersey Democrat on federal corruption charges, including 8 counts of bribery. Menendez, who's been a ranking member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in a news conference last month, said he's done nothing wrong.
Let me be very clear, very clear. I have always conducted myself appropriately and in accordance with the law.
Prosecutors have been investigating whether Menendez improperly advocated for the business interests of Dr. Solomon Melgen, including intervening on the doctor's behalf in a medical billing dispute. He has admitted to flying on Melgen's private plane to the Dominican Republic. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to spend another night in Lausanne, Switzerland, as nuclear negotiations with Iran head into overtime. The White House says the talks are not open-ended, but isn't setting any new deadlines, as NPR's Michelle Kelman explains.
The U.S. and its negotiating partners had hoped by now to reach the outlines of an agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest is making clear patience is running out.
We have been at this for more than a year now, and the time has come for the Iranian negotiators to begin to make the kinds of serious commitments that the international community, including the United States, will insist upon.
He says the U.S. won't walk away abruptly, but will leave if there's a sense that talks have stalled. Secretary Kerry's spokesperson says negotiations continue to make progress, but they have not reached a political understanding. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Jerry Brown is ordering the first mandatory water restrictions in the state's history. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the order comes after snow surveyors reported the lowest California snowpack in recorded history.
The Sierra Nevada snowpack, the source of much of California's water, has been in decline since the start of the year, from 25% of what's considered normal in January to 19% in March. The latest numbers are the bleakest yet. Snow levels are at just 6% of normal, which means California's fourth year of severe drought will likely be its worst. Standing on grass in a place that's usually covered in snow, Governor Jerry Brown ordered the State Water Resources Control Board to implement mandatory restrictions that will reduce statewide water usage by 25%, the first such restrictions in California history. Brown says, quote, "It's a different world. We have to act differently." Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Nation's builders were a bit less busy in February. The government announcing spending on construction projects fell 0.1%, following a revised 1.7% decline the previous month. Much of the falloff was due to a decline in single-family home construction. Spending on apartments and non-residential construction was higher. Stocks closed modestly lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 77 points to 17,698. You're listening to NPR. Opponents of the religious objection measure passed by Arkansas's legislature now say they want to wait to see what kinds of changes are made to the law. Some critics of the measure have previously said Governor Asa Hutchinson should not allow it to stand, and if he does so, it would amount to allowing unfair discrimination against gays and lesbians. Critics of the measure say it could be used to discriminate based on sexual orientation and have threatened boycotts. Hutchinson has said the state legislature should make changes to the law. The U.S. Army is expanding a program that provides a fast track to citizenship for immigrants with special skills. NPR's Alexandra Starr reports the program is open to enlistees who are in the U.S. legally.
The program, called the Military Ascensions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI, was launched in 2009. It's for immigrants with special language or medical skills who enlist in the military. The cap on MAVNI enlistees will be raised to 3,000 this year. That's double the current limit. Naomi Verdugo oversees recruiting for the U.S. Army. She says the program is being expanded because of the high-quality recruits it attracts.
A number of them have just done very well in their job. The Soldier of the Year in 2012 came in through the MAVNI program.
She notes that these service members re-enlist at the same rate as their U.S. counterparts. Alexandra Starr, NPR News.
The Detroit area businessman who sued H.J. Heinz Company, claiming the company's dip-and-squeeze ketchup packages infringed on his patents, has had his day in court and lost. Pittsburgh jury rejecting the man's claims. Businessman David Wozinski had sued, claiming the dual-function package allowing the lid to be peeled back so food could be dipped was his idea. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.